Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning from the Daily Beast. I'm Barbie Nadeau, in for Brooke Howard. It's Friday, June 4th, and here are the top six stories the Cheat Sheet team is watching right now. The World Health Organization said Thursday that a third wave of coronavirus infections is threatening to overwhelm healthcare systems across Africa. Vaccine access across the continent has remained uneven, with only 2% of the overall population immunized and many countries unable to inoculate even high-risk groups. Former Vice President Mike Pence, speaking at a dinner for New Hampshire Republicans on Thursday, mentioned the January 6th Capitol riot for the first time in a public address, saying that he and his former boss Donald Trump have spoken many times in recent months but do not agree on that, quote, dark day. Rudy Giuliani is hawking MyPillow on his YouTube channel. In 15-second intervals punctuating a video titled UFOs, Are They Real? On Thursday, Giuliani offered his own personal testimonial about how great those pillows are. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell inspired Trump's delusion that he will be reinstated to the presidency in August. Andrew Yang was greeted by angry protesters at his Park Slope event following a mayoral debate on Thursday. A few dozen members of the social justice organization New York Communities for Change showed up to the venue and shouted over Yang while he spoke, forcing him to respond to their questions on the spot. A Utah man who admitted murdering his wife in front of their three kids on a family cruise and then blamed it on head injuries he suffered from contact sports was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison on Thursday. Kenneth Manzanares fatally beat his wife in their cabin on the Emerald Princess cruise ship after she told him she wanted a divorce in 2017. The filming of Mission Impossible 7 has been shut down after one or more members of the production team in the United Kingdom tested positive for COVID-19. The temporary halt to filming of the latest installment of the Tom Cruise franchise comes 6 months after audio of the star berating the crew for not wearing masks leaked out. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.